FBI Studios. This is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Roth. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Truth and Justice. Look, let me tell you up front, I know that there are some of you guys that are sick and tired of hearing these interviews. The overwhelming majority of people seem to really enjoy all the information, but I know there's some of you that are sick of them. I want you to know that I'm sick of producing episodes with just interviews in them. But right now, we are at a really good phase of the investigation of evidence gathering or information gathering. And we just have to look at the horizon and look at a much longer scope of time and realize what we're doing right now. The only way for me to do this phase, to get you all involved, to get you all engaged when we move into really investigating and digging into this case, is to get you all of this information. And I think a lot of it is useful. But I just want you to know that I'm also itching to start putting some pieces of this puzzle together instead of just continually just throwing out more and more info. And we're almost there. I've got an interview for you today that I wasn't even going to share because we've already heard from this person. But as I went back and reviewed it again, you've got to hear it. This is an interview that covers a lot of people. It gives you a great perspective on how people very closely connected to this group was seeing and feeling about things a little while after the murders. This is a second interview with Bo Nash. It was done on May 7th of 2007. So it's about 8 months later. In this interview, he kind of rehashes things as far as what he did that night. And first of all, I want to tell you up front that when I hear this interview, when I'm listening to it, it seems to me that Bo is being very truthful. I see no indicators. I hear no indicators of him trying to lie. He seems to be very upfront, very forthcoming. Actually, he's probably the most likable character that we've heard from in these old interviews, I think, at least in my opinion. But that being said, I'm going to point out a couple of inconsistencies. They're not huge, but again, it's 8 months later. First thing you're going to notice is he says that he talked to Javier about a week before this. So they probably discussed some events of that night. I'm not saying that anything was like planted in his mind or anything, but just there was a discussion about a week before this with Javier, he says in this interview. And when he talks about the night before, you're going to hear him say that he was with Javier that night, Javier and Nick Crum and this whole gang. Just want to remind you that in his interview that he did the morning after the murders, I'm just going to read you a couple quotes. One, investigator Bompensero says, "What did you do yesterday?" And he says, "I hung out with my friend Nick because he works with me." No mention of Javier. And of course, we have Nick saying that he was never with Javier that night. And of course, we have the phone records that show that Javier is still making phone calls to Nick up until 9:30, 9:46 that evening, which certainly would indicate that they weren't together. And I want to read you another quote from the interview that Bo did on the morning after the murders, again, talking about the night before. He says, quote, "Me and Javi were supposed to drive up here later that night, but we never did," end quote. So I just want to just put those out there just to refresh your memory. Do with them what you will. You can kind of weigh that against what you're about to hear. But just I want to try to, some people have said they wish I would give a little more commentary during these interviews. So that's a couple of things that I noticed for you to be listening for as we move forward with this interview. Other than that, you're going to hear more about Javier, more about that night, what Javier's been up to during the 8 months after the murders. We're going to hear some stuff about Robert and Christian we haven't heard before. There's actually a lot to this interview. I think it'll be well worth your time to listen to it. And again, we're getting to the end of this information gathering phase. And we're going to start trying to put some of these puzzle pieces together very soon. I promise I'm there with you. I'm ready to start marching forward, but we have to have all of the information before we can start figuring out what it all means.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
"You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that you did it."
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
"And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special."
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just Say You're Sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were up at 4, baking pastries at 5, and open at 6. 100th cappuccino by 8, 200th customer by 9, and there's still 12 hours to go. That's why you need a business broadband that works as hard as you do. Introducing Sky Business. With 4G internet backup and our stay connected guarantee, that's better business. To find out more, visit skybusiness.com. Sky Fiber only, 30-second 4G activation or one-off credit. New customers, Pro Plus packs only. T's and C's apply.
Today's Thursday, May 3rd. It's about 9:55 in the morning. CG office with an interview with Bo Nash. You good with time?
Yeah.
It's about 9:55 right now. You got to be at class at 11?
Yeah. All right. 10:45.
That's cool. Anyways, Bo, I appreciate you coming down. And I thought standing upstairs as we were walking down. I met you before. I don't know if you remember.
I don't think so.
I think you and Javi showed up at Becky's house the morning of.
Yeah, I think so.
And you talked to Jeff Wolf and Cheryl, I think in his car out in the street.
I don't know any names.
Okay. We're still working on the case, trying to find out some things. So we're kind of talking to some of the same people to find out if anything new has occurred.
Javi moved, so I didn't really talk to him since he moved. But
where'd he go?
He moved to NorCal, Sacramento. His mom moved in January, I think.
Okay. Why did he move up there?
No clue. Well, because he got a girlfriend, because somewhere I was talking to, and I kind of had to come up, and after that, they said they didn't talk to me anymore. So, like, for the last 3 months, he was living down here, like, from, like, December, like, probably, like, early November, all the way until, like, January, I didn't talk to him. So, like, he knew a lot more about Becky than I did, like, way more. Like, she talked to him a lot more, and, like, because I wasn't really, like, close to Becky, but I knew her, like, so I hung out with her a lot, and, like, I was pretty close to her, like, we started to be friends and stuff, but Javi and her were at like a different level than I was with her. I didn't even know her that well. I knew her like a month before that, and she was just like introducing me. So it was like when she was gone, it's like, damn, like it was just went by like really fast. Like I didn't really think it was like happening, because I've never happened to me before, like someone being like killed like that or like taken, even if they're like old or young. Like I've never lost somebody, so it was a little weird. But I talked to Javi for the first time like last week, and because he sent me a text, and he's still like pretty shook up about it. Like he's still pissed off and all this stuff, and
So you set Javi up with a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Did she move up there with him?
No, she was down here still.
Are they still dating?
No. Not that I know.
Some people think Javi might be gay. Is that not the case?
Wow, that's the first time I heard that one.
Oh, yeah?
Well, people don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew he had a girlfriend, I knew they had sex, so I knew he was not gay. I don't know if he's bi, but I knew he was not gay.
Well, what was his deal with Becky? I mean, they were so close.
As far as I know, she was going out with his cousin, Jacob, and they were boyfriend and girlfriend up until like the weekend it happened, like a couple days before, as I remember, like, because it was a long time ago. And Javi had Javi was in love with her, and she was going out with his cousin, so that was kind of weird. And I know that like she probably teased him, like not, because she was going out with Jacob, and she probably like cheat on Jacob with Javi, like just kissed her, like, you know, just messing around, like nothing serious. And
Did they ever do that?
Did they ever?
Javi and Becky in the right gallery or anything like that?
Probably, yeah. No, they were thinking,
probably.
Well, they hung out a lot.
Did you ever see him?
Kiss?
Yeah.
In front of me? No. But I have an idea they probably did.
Why is that?
Like, she'd spend the night at his house all the time, and, like, she'd sleep there all the time. And come on, they sleep in the same bed. Like, they're not going to, she's not going to sleep on the floor, you know? Like.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm trying to decide if they, you know, were they messing around, or were they just being friends? Sometimes
they were probably doing a little bit of both. But I mean, either way, like when you're young and like you get like some girl does that to you, you get attached, no matter like if you're friends or not. Like you're gonna start liking that person.
Yeah,
and you already did like her before that even happened. Like he liked her before like he even started hanging out with her a lot, and then he started getting into smoking. And that's how he met Becky.
Smoking what?
He started getting involved. And, yeah, that was about it.
Did Javier ever tell you that he was making out with Becky?
Yeah. Well, if you didn't tell me he was making out with her, you'd be like, yeah, we mess around and stuff. And I wouldn't ask any of the questions.
But mess around sexually?
I haven't even asked. Because I had a feeling when you told me this at the time she was going out with Jacob. So it was kind of like... And if even him telling you that wasn't like enough.
How did Becky meet Jacob?
I think you're probably. The first time they met, I think I was there. We were going up to Ontario in his mom's car, and we were picking up Jacob's twin brother, Lalondo, at the airport, and we were bringing him back. And it was me, Becky, Corey, I think Nick and Alex, my friends, Nick and Alex might have been there, and Jacob. Oh, no, we were picking up Jacob, I think. I can't remember. We were picking up one of the two brothers. And I think we picked up Jacob from New York or something like that. He just got back from New York and picked him up. And we were getting right back to his house. He lives in Palm Desert. And we drove back and then started talking in the car. He was out in the back. And I think after that is when we started, like, dating. And that was probably August, early September. August, or September, like August, like probably between the 20th and the 30th.
Well, how did he like Becky so much? Why would he set her up?
He didn't set her up. Like, that just happened. Like, he took her with him to go out of town because he didn't want to drive alone or whatever. You know, he wanted to bring her with her, to bring her with him. And he picked up his cousin, and on the way back, they both sat in the back. So, they started talking again, and yeah. But I know how he liked her. Like, a lot. Like, he was in love with her. He was crazy about her. Like, he'd spend all his time with her. Like, we'd hang out from, like after I got off work, like, 9 to, like, 11. And after 11, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to go home or whatever. And he'd just go hang out with her for the rest of the night. And just go out somewhere and do whatever they want. I didn't even know if they did.
Do you remember the night Becky was killed and all this happened?
I don't remember the night. Oh, I remember the night, but I don't remember, like a lot of what I was doing. I got off work at like probably 8 or 9, and then I hung out with Nick, Alex, and Corey was there, and Javi was there too, but he was there at like 9:30, 10.
And from my understanding, he was early. There at 9:30 or 10.
Well, that was a Sunday, so I know that I got off work at 8, so I went home and showered, it was probably like 8:30, and then I got out of the shower, and then they were already waiting for me outside my house, so I could come outside and meet up with them. So that was like probably 9:15, 9:30.
Okay.
And from what I know, the killing happened like earlier, like 7 or 8, didn't it? Or, I don't even know. Like, I didn't get the full, like, no one even talked to me. No, I just gave information. I never got anything back. Like, I don't...
Right.
I just read papers and read all my reports, and that's all I know. Like, I don't know anything else.
So at 9 o'clock or so, when they picked you up, what did you guys do?
Just chill for a little bit and smoke. I know, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I have a medical card now, so I don't really care, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't concern me so much either. I'm just trying to find out who killed Becky.
I know.
Okay. But you didn't tell that story the first time you talked to.
What is it?
That no one smoked pot and he kind of avoided that whole
deal. He asked me if I knew what was in the house, if anyone was in the car, if I knew that she smoked. And that's all she asked me. No officer ever asked me if I smoked. No officer ever asked me no one ever asked me about that night, because when I was up there, they didn't even get down to that part, that part of the investigation, that night. They just asked me if
I check this out, though. I don't care what you said before, what you're saying now, because obviously we talked to hundreds of people, and we're just concerned with who killed Becky. And some people may have told one story and said, you know, me and Bo did this. But unless Bo says the same story, one or the other person has to be lying. So we just want to make sure everyone has this.
As far as I know, I don't know where Ollie was before I got off work, but me and Nick got off work at the same time. And he was already waiting because he doesn't, I went home to take a shower, and he didn't take a shower. He was waiting for me outside my house in his car. And then Javi and Corey showed up in Javi's car, that Dodge Intrepid he had.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed up, and they were waiting like across the street.
Right.
And they were sitting there, and then he got out of his car and walked over there waiting for... They were all in the car, Javi's car, by the time I got out of the shower. Because...
Okay. Did you guys go anywhere in particular?
I don't remember. Like, we just chilled in a spot or did something. I don't remember what we did that night. I know we just chilled and smoked, and that's all we did.
So what did you guys do after you chilled and smoked?
Went home, passed out. That was first semester last year, and I was full stack schedule. I had class in the morning at 8:30, and I went home at 11:30, and Nick had to be home at 12 because he still had a curfew at the time. And I don't know, Hoppy never had a curfew. Corey didn't have a curfew either. So I think those two might have hung out and drank or whatever they did. I'm not really a drinker. And
how long do you guys think you hung out that night?
Probably a good 3-4 hours, maybe more. And then the next morning, I wake up, I get a phone call at 8:30. It's Javi. He's like, dude, someone told me that Becky's house got burned down. And her friend Claire, I think, called her or something like that. And said, oh, their house burned down. There was like a rumor about it or something like that. And he didn't believe it at first. And we go up there, and that's when he saw us. And well, first we went to my friend Nick's house where we used to party out of there. And he drove us to Becky's because we didn't know how to get there. It's all the dirt roads and stuff. Well, Javi knew how to get there, but I didn't. And I was driving, and I didn't want to take my car because it's like, yeah, I'm not going to take my car up there.
Why?
Because like my car's really low to the ground, and there's a lot of ditch, and okay. Yeah. So I'm not going to take my car up there, risk being a rock.
So you went to Nick's house?
Yeah, he drove us in his mom's.
This is Nick who?
Corwin.
Okay.
He lived his, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was his mom or his grandparents, but I think it was his mom was up there.
Okay. And what happened when you got to Nick's place?
Just, we asked about it, he said he heard about it too, but when he didn't go up there and check it out. Got in the truck, drove up there, didn't even know what to expect. We turned the corner, we saw fire trucks and corner trucks and cop cars, and we were like, oh shit, like it didn't happen. And we didn't even know that he was alive or dead. And then I think Todd went to talk to you first, and then I got talked to by somebody else, took pictures of my shoe prints and my car tracks and like all that stuff. Because I was up there like the weekend, like I was up there on Friday night. Like before it happened, like I was up there. That's what freaked me out the most, was like all my stuff was like, not my stuff, like it was in the house, but like my tire tracks and my shoe prints, like everything was there, mine. Like, so it was like that's what.
Where was your shoe prints be?
Probably in the driveway, like on the outskirts of the property, like when you walk from like where I was, like where we were standing, walking, where we were walking around right there, and probably like on the driveway, because that's where I parked my car. Because when you went in the driveway, I was only there one time, because I didn't even know that long, and that was the only one time I was there. And I remember parking, like there'd be like a spot, like you go in the driveway, it's like that, and like, there's bushes all around right here, and like her car was like parked back here, and then there's another one, like, there's two more over here, and they got parked up and to the right. And then like, right where I parked, there was a garage door, I think, and you walk in, you went up the little stairs, and then you went up in the house. That's the, I don't know if there was one time that's hard.
So when you went into the house, what door did you use?
I think I used the garage door. I don't think I used the front door, because I went from the side of the house, and most of the front door's on the side.
So your shoe prints would be only between the driveway and the garage?
Yeah, or like right in that area. It shouldn't be in the front, shouldn't be in the back. And right now it might be, because afterwards, like, we went up there and we went through all the rubble and stuff, and like I helped the family, and yeah, that's kind of hard.
What's the deal with Nick Crum?
What do you mean?
Is he your friend?
Yeah, he was my friend for a while, and we started hanging out again for the past month. He's my friend now.
I mean, when was he not your friend?
Probably between like December and 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
I just, like, moved on. Like, that group of friends is, like, they hang out their own crowd. And they always get in trouble with the cops. I mean, I get in trouble with police because of my car. And they get in trouble with police because of stupid shit they do.
Like what?
Like dumb shit. Like, just getting involved with girls and making a problem, like, with other guys. Like, starting shit, you know, like, driving by someone's house. Like, I feel like making a complaint to the Houston City Police Department. He's like, what, 2 weeks ago? I was hanging out with them. It was him and his friend Brandon and Alex and Nick and like all these other guys. And I just got picked up at Taco Bell because I wanted to chill with them. And I hadn't seen them for a long time. So I get in the car and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to go beat this guy Frank's ass right now. I'm like, okay, well, this is, I don't even know what I got myself into. Like, I'm just, you know, tagging along. I left my car at Taco Bell. So we go to Century Park, and then all of a sudden there's cops behind us and they pull us over because, like, they were, I guess they were driving by this kid's house or something like that. And like, the kid called the cops, and like, it was a whole thing. They kept doing it over and over again. And they pulled me out on the curb like an hour and a half in the wind. And I'm wearing this. I'm just sitting there shivering. And they just took fingerprints of me, did my photos and shit. I'm like, what is this for? Like, are they allowed to do that? Can a police officer take your picture?
Why not?
Well, I mean, like, why would he need to?
You said making them are involved in some business and you're with them.
Well, I know, but like, you can not fingerprint my picture. That was kind of like...
Well, don't you want to make sure you're not involved with anything they're doing?
Well, I'll make sure I'm like... I just want my stuff, like, out, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, an official document, like, where it's, like, restored in, like, a police camera, or, like, a police, like, in here, like, where I take a picture. Not a problem with that, if I'm being booked or something, but I don't like taking pictures on the streets, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
I don't know what the whole story is, so... Deal with, you said Nick and his friends. Who's Nick and his friends and all these troublemakers?
Nick Crum. He worked for Circuit City with me.
Okay.
And then there's Alex. He worked for Circuit City too.
What's his last name?
Fulon.
Okay.
And then there's Corey, which is Hobby's best friend.
That's Corey Donovan?
Yep.
Okay.
These guys are top of the roster.
And you mentioned Brandon?
Brandon doesn't even know Hobby. He doesn't even know who he is. Even if he didn't talk to someone like that, he'd probably just go off here and say a bunch of someone else would say.
What's Brandon's last name?
Myers.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick hangs out with them, and he always gets in trouble. Like, they're getting kicked out of their house. Like, he has no job. All he does is smoke. Like, they do OC, like, shit like that. Like, I don't like that stuff. Like, I'll smoke, but I won't do anything else. Like, I can't drink because I don't like beer. Well, I do like beer, but I can't drink a lot of it. And I don't drink, like, at all. I'll just smoke once in a while, and that's it. Then, like, they just, like, to do whatever they want. No job, like, just don't care.
On the night Becky was killed, when you were with Nick and Javi and them, did you guys ever drive up Highway 74?
No, not that night.
You know where the lookout points are and stuff?
Vista?
Yeah. You guys ever drive up?
We did drive up there, but not that night. Like, we've been up there before.
No, but
after the
I'm
fact.
Talking that night.
No.
When you were out smoking and cruising and stuff like that.
No. What I do remember, though, is I think, I'm not sure if Corey told me or if I think it was Corey, is that, like, after the fact, it was like probably in November, December, like, I think Hobby was there. You guys were trying to get him to take a lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't take one, and at the time of like, when we met at my house at, like, 9:30, like, Corey didn't know where he was before that. Like, he had no idea where Hobby was. And there was, like, some little rumor going around that Hobby was, like, driving around up in Anza at the time of, like, when it happened. And, like, he was coming down or something, like, on the way down. Or I don't know how it, like, went. I mean, I don't even know the full story, but I think it might have been Corey told me that. I'm not sure. I don't even remember. It was a long time ago. I was in front of Hobby back then, like, that's when we first started to stop talking, and when someone told me something about him, I didn't really even care, like, I just brushed it off, but, like, I think it was Corey who told me that.
Did Hobby ever tell you at any point that he was driving around up there?
No, I didn't talk to him, I didn't even ask him anything, I just, like, because he was with me in the morning, and, like, he acted just as shocked as I did, almost, so.
When you saw him on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Did he act any different than he normally acts?
Mm-hmm. That night, he had told me that day, I know that he hung out with Becky, like, in the morning, I think, or the night before. I think it was in the morning, hung out with her. And then she went up there because she had to get ready for work. And she was getting ready for work, and she had a shift that she had to work, a graveyard shift, Denny's. And Holly was supposed to, like, pick her up and take her to work or something, she was supposed to, like, come home after work, and, like, he was waiting for her to call, and she never called, and he called her, and she never answered, so he thought something was wrong or whatever, you know, and then in the morning when we woke up, that's when we went up there, because someone told him about it, and we heard about it, so we went up there and checked it out, and then that's when we found out.
Did you ever suspect Bobby was involved?
At any point? I don't really, like, I don't, I don't, me and Javi, we haven't really been friends for a long time, but we hung out for like a good amount of time, for like a short period of time, so I got to know him like in that little period of time. And he doesn't seem like the kind of person who would like do something like that. Like, that seems kind of like out there for someone like Javi, especially who his mom is and his dad. Like, he just doesn't seem like the kind of person who would like do that. Like,
if he did do it, who would he do it with?
That, I mean, like, top of my head, I'd probably say his cousin, or, I don't even know, like, obviously the kind of person, he doesn't have a lot of friends, and, like, me and Corey and, like, all those guys right there are, like, his only friends, and they're not even friends with anyone, only Corey is, that's his only friend, and, I don't, Corey wouldn't do something like that, and, I don't know if anybody else in the group who would help him, because Javi doesn't know a lot of people.
Would you do something like that?
No. No.
Why doesn't anyone like Javi anymore?
He had that girl, Ashley, like, she was talking to me, and then they started talking, and Javi's the kind of guy where if he likes somebody, like, he'll just push everybody aside, and he'll just, like, that's the only thing he cares about, and that's what he did with Becky. Like, he pushed her, like, he got to that at some points where, like, Javi's friends would, like, hate on Javi and hate on Becky. And Becky would seriously, like, sit there and tell his friends, like, Javi's obsessed with me. Like, he's really obsessed with me. Right in front of Javi, he wouldn't even care. Like, because he knew he was obsessed with her. Like, he was crazy about her. He'd, like, hang out. He'd do anything for her. Like, she'd call him and she was in, like, Death Valley at, like, 2 in the morning. He'd go and pick her up. Like, he didn't care.
Who would, you hung out with Becky a lot in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. I hung out with her from, like, August, like, probably mid-August until, like, mid-September when she
died. Did she have problems with anybody?
I heard stories of her parents, like, growing weed up there. So, at first I thought it was, like, a drug-related kind of thing. But then, it didn't grow enough to the point where, who would, like, murder somebody over, like, that? Like, if it was, like coke or something, like a hard drug, then maybe, but, like, weed, like...
How do you know they were going?
I just hearing people hearing rumors. And, like,
I mean, is it true or not?
I have no idea. I never, like, went up there and saw plants.
Where would they be growing it up?
That's, I don't even know. Like, I know a lot of people grow up there.
I know, but in their house, out in the...
Probably out in the hills or, like, out in the backyard or something, or out wherever they go. I don't even know. I know that Becky had, like, spots that she'd walk to and, like, hike and stuff, so there probably is spots up there that they grow in.
Did you ever go hike with Becky?
Nope. That was the only time I went to her house is at night when I spent the night, because I was too much of a drive home.
Where did Becky get her pot from?
No clue. I don't know. If I would have started smoking a long time ago, I would have, like, known a lot more than I do right now, because she was the person who introduced me to smoking. And when I first started hanging out with her, I was new to everything. So I didn't know any names or any people. I didn't really care. Like, I was always just, like, so fucked up that I was just sitting in the car. It's like,
they
smoked a lot.
When you guys were together and you needed pot,
she always had it.
Did she go get it from somewhere else?
She always had it. Always had it.
A lot?
Probably always under a half ounce, maybe. Like, she always had a good amount, though. When she was never out. Like, there was, like, one time she was out, but I wasn't with her when she went and picked it up from somebody else.
She ever talk about owing someone money?
I remember, like, the last week or 2 weeks that she was alive, she kept saying, like, oh, I'm so happy, I don't care about anything right now. And, like, she, I don't know, because, like, I didn't talk to her. Like, I'm telling you, like, the person if you want to find out the most about is talk to Javi, because, like, he knows everything about her. Like, every person that was involved in her life, like, he knows all about her family and, like, all about her friends, and he knows, like, everything about her.
Okay. Did Javi ever tell you why he didn't want to take a lie detector test? Did you ever ask him?
Yeah, I was like, why don't you just take one? I mean, what do you have to hide? Like, it'll help them more than it'll help you. Like, no.
What did he answer?
He was like, those aren't accurate. I was like, who cares? Like, just take it. So if they take it, they'll leave you alone.
And what did he say to that?
He just brushed it off, like, didn't really care. But, I mean, like, Javi, I mean, his mom was Bonnie Garcia, and his mom probably had something to do with that decision, like, saying, oh, I don't want you taking that lie detector test. I know his dad had something to do with it, because I remember his dad, like, I remember him telling me his dad didn't want him to take it either. So, just, like, a big mess.
Now, what happened with your fallout with Nick Crum?
I really don't fallout with him. He was hanging out with Allison Brennan more, and I was hanging out with, like, my new friends. Like, I went to Catholic High School, and I didn't know anybody from my other. And because I was going to go there to play golf, and I made new friends, and I started out with people. So I was COD first semester, and I started hanging out with all my new friends. Making out just seemed like the kind of people that I didn't really want to like hang out with that much anymore. I was still keeping this friends, you know, close, like not close, but friends where I could still talk to without like ever seeing them say what's up, you know. I don't have bad feelings with them or anything, but yeah, I mean, Nick's kind of like Nick. I know Nick wouldn't like be involved with that. He doesn't. He hated Becky. Like he didn't hate her, but like he didn't like her. Like he didn't even hang out with us really. And neither did Alex. Alex didn't like Becky.
Why?
Because Javi just like would be so concerned with her and like obsessed, and he would just push all his friends away. And like, that's what they like. They didn't take the time to look like in a situation to see that it was Javi, not Becky. Because Becky didn't like always ask Javi to hang out. Javi was always bugging her to hang out.
Yeah, but why would Alex and Nick dislike Becky because of Javi?
Because they didn't even know that it was like Becky didn't care enough about them two to like sit down and talk to them to explain that it was Javi obsession. You know, it didn't even have anything to do with her. But Javi's the kind of guy that won't explain himself. So when they assume that it's Becky taking all his time and like making it so they can't hang out anymore, that's Javi doesn't care. Like they'll just say, okay, they can think whatever they want, you know.
Did something happen at Circuit City with you and Nick?
What do you mean?
Did Nick get fired?
No.
Does he still work there?
No. He works at Ford.
Why doesn't he work at Circuit City no more?
I have no clue. Like, I don't even know why I quit. I quit before him. I quit my 2 weeks notice in, like, January, like or right after Christmas, and I quit, like, right after New Year's. Because I switched jobs right away. And then...
Was someone stealing something, some merchandise at Circuit City?
Was who?
Was somebody?
I don't know. I have no clue.
You know, like Nick or some friend or somebody?
I don't know.
Did you ever tell someone that someone was stealing something, an employee?
Did I ever tell somebody?
Yeah.
No. The only time I didn't get an alert reward, but guy came in with a gift card and was stolen, and that's how like they found out. You know about that whole thing that went down to Circuit City, right?
Well, that's kind of what I'm asking.
Like the fraudulent charges on the credit cards? Altariq and Ryan?
Well, I know a little bit, but I'm trying to find out from you.
Okay, as far as I know, this is what from Rick told me, the store manager. Because I knew about the situation, but like he didn't want me saying anything to anybody because they had to investigate it first.
Okay.
So there was somebody that was stealing credit card numbers, like writing them down, the expiration date, the name, the account, everything, and the security code in the back, and then buying gift cards with those credit cards. $500 intervals, like they did, like up to like $3,000, I think, and then they just use them and spend them. And they had their older brothers, little brothers, younger sisters come in there and use them. And one time when I was working the night shift, because I have to like monitor the whole entire front, guy came in. This is a black guy. He looked kind of familiar. Like I've seen him before, but I didn't know who it was. Came in and he was trying to use a gift card. Came up, lost or stolen. So I showed the manager. I was like, this doesn't seem right. Like he's getting all kind of sketch, like trying to get all nervous and trying to like he might leave, you know. So look at the cameras. And he's like, oh, that's Nick Lee. That's the guy we're investigating for the other stuff. I'm like, that's not Nick Lee. That's like Ryan's older brother. That's Ryan Towner's older brother, Randy. And so they're like, wow, like we didn't even know that. And that's when like they started investigating. And like they looked at Randy and Nick because they're all friends, like Ryan and all them and all three. And
now, when you say Nick, are you talking about Nick?
No, Nick Lee.
He's an employee.
No, he was the person that they gave one of the gift cards to come in and spend the money.
Gotcha.
And they confused him with. They confused Ryan's older brother, Randy, with Nick Lee. They thought Randy was Nick Lee, and I said, no, that's not Nick Lee, because I don't want Nick Lee getting in trouble for something you didn't do.
Okay.
And I was like, that's Randy. Like, that's, yeah.
So what employees are writing the credit card numbers down?
Altariq and Ryan.
Who?
Altariq and Ryan.
Okay. So Nick Crum wasn't involved in that?
No, Nick's too stupid to do anything like that. Like, he's not, he was just working there to, like, make extra money, like, $10 an hour or whatever. Altariq and Ryan did it because they were working there, and it was their full-time job. They weren't getting raises. So like what else are they supposed to do? Like, and when you start working a job that has no opportunities, like you start thinking like oh how can I come up here? And they did it like look what happened to them. They both got arrested, taken out of the store in handcuffs.
Do you know a person by the name of Robert?
Babe.
Uh huh.
Yeah, went to high school with him. That was Javi told me that night that she died, Becky. He was supposed to go Bengal hiking with her. With his friend Christian, and then they were no-shows or something like that.
Did Becky ever talk to you about Robert Papp?
Nope.
Did he ever work at Circuit City?
He works there right now. He just got hired right when I quit. Now it's like January. Can I use the bathroom real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I have to go really fast. I'm going to water.
Still works at, sorry, he worked at Circuit City when you left.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him? I mean, okay. Like, you're friends with him, or?
I know him, like, he'll say what's up, that's it. I haven't really gotten to know Robert. I went, even with elementary school with him, I still haven't really talked to him ever.
He didn't get fired or anything?
Robert Pate?
Yeah.
As far as I know, him and Christian work there now. So, they both work there.
Okay.
But.
How'd they get that job? Trying to hook him up with that job?
I don't think so. I think Robert just applied, and he got it just by, like, me applying. Like, I didn't know anybody. I got my job there. I just applied. Interviewed.
You know Christian?
I know him, but I don't like him. Like, he doesn't know that I'm like him, but I don't keep a lot of people close either. And, like, I don't say that I don't like people. I just don't talk to him. Like, I'll be, like, friendly with him or whatever, but I'm not going to, like, be friends with him.
Why aren't you fond with Christian?
Christian's, like, he's weird. Like, he's all, like, white supremacist and, like, weird. He's not, like, he won't say he's white supremacist or anything, but that's what he acts like. Like, he's just weird.
Honestly, I like it.
He just thinks he's, like, better than every other race and shit. Like, I had a class with him, and he's all, like, just, like, what's the term for an extreme Republican? Like a person that, like, wants, like, he's crazy, really.
I mean, an extremist?
Like, he's into guns and all that shit. Like, he's like, a weirdo.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, he just kind of creeps me out. Like, I went to high school with him, too, and I don't really like him either. So, like, those two, like, they're like, best friends. Like, they both have shaved head and both work at Circuit City, and, yeah.
Well, why do they work at Circuit City, then, up there? You know, that doesn't seem like a Circuit City type of job for someone who's that behavior.
Why not? They don't do anything. They don't see any customers. They just move stuff. That's where Alex worked. Me and Nick worked. I worked sales. I was on the floor always with customers. Alex was in the back just moving boxes every day. I think that's probably why he probably quit. He wasn't getting paid as much as me. And, like, he just got tired of it. He was getting paid like 10, I think, or something like that. He's there for like over a year.
We're about to. How can I get a hold of Nick?
You crumb?
Uh huh.
You want a cell phone? Oh, here they know a cell phone.
What happened to his cell phone number?
Got turned off by his mom.
Why?
Like I said, like him and Alex and all those guys, like they're just going downhill. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have this point, you have to, like, expect your mom to pay your phone bill and you're 19 years old. I mean, come on. Like, you can at least, if you're living at home rent free, you can at least pay your fucking cell phone bill. Like, it's $100 a month. Like, how hard is that to get? Like,
so how do you contact them?
Contact Nick?
Yeah.
He's always with Alex and always with Brandon. Like, that's all they do is just hang out with each other and do nothing.
You got a phone number for Alex or Brandon?
Alex's phone number is... I don't know Brandon's phone. I'll talk to him. Well, I don't really talk to him. I'm never getting to know him, like, bashing out with
him. So you're not fond of Christian? Are you fond of Robert Pat?
I'm not really fond of any of them. I don't have a problem with them, but, like, I'm not going to go out of my way to be nice to them.
Do any of them do anything to you?
No.
You know, for you to dislike them?
I know Christian and Robert, they're really, really physical with girls. I know for a fact, because in high school they always used to, like, push around with girls. Like, not like in joking matter, though, you know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't, like be, like, get on my way or anything, but they wrestle with girls and, like be more physical than an average guy would be. Like, they talk, like, just, they're not, like, if you got one of them in here and talk to them, like, you know what I'm talking about. It's too hard to explain. Like, they're both the same. Christian's like a little mini Robert.
Do any of them have any girlfriends right now?
I think so, both of them do.
Do you know who they are?
I think Robert's girlfriend is Sarah. And I don't know, really, she's like half black. which everybody thinks is, like, kind of weird, because Robert always seems like the kind of kid's, like, a racist. And he kind of, like, he goes, oh, this half black girl. So it's just like, okay, well, he doesn't really care that much, obviously. Like, so.
Do any of the girlfriends work at Circuit City?
I don't think so. I don't even go to Circuit City anymore.
You talked about, you said something about Christian was in the guns and all that stuff.
Well, I know, like, he's like one of those little, like, weird kids. Like, he's at home, like, knives and guns and all that.
How do you know that?
Yeah, I remember, like, in high school, he had, like, on his folder, he had, like, little machine guns, and he was all in the Army and Marines and that kind of stuff. I think Robert's the same way, but he's not as, like, open about it.
Anything more?
I know they're, like, blowing up shit, and, like, they, like, fire. I know for a fact, because they used to, like, talk about Molotov cocktails all the time, like, blowing up mailboxes and shit like that. Just, like, he does that kind of crap. Like, you gotta be really bored out of your mind, you gotta be, like, crazy, one of the two, to make bombs and blow up stuff, like...
Well, do you have any facts, like you witnessed something that
you
did?
No, I don't hang out with him.
So how do you know?
Like, in class and talking to people and just like, they just keep listening. Like he didn't brag about it, but he'd like talk about it to people. And I think he was talking to Alex one time in warehouse, and he mentioned something about like blowing up a mailbox or something like that. Like something stupid. Like, why would you even waste your time? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I don't even like. That's why I said like I'm not too fond of them. So that's what they do. Like, I don't know any normal person that goes and makes bombs or makes Molotov cocktails for fun unless it's like 4th of July or something. But like even on 4th of July, I don't just go buy a firework. It's a like making a like a alcohol bomb. Like it just doesn't make no sense. Like that's what their fun is though. Like my fun is just smoking. Their fun is doing that. So everybody has their choices.
Have you heard anything, you know,
well,
now since it's been, you know, a good 6 months since this happened?
I haven't, like, heard anything. Like, usually families, like, when they're, like, taken like that, like, that remain, like, sisters or brothers, like, you know, there's all the sisters and Becky's. But usually they try and, like, find the person who did it. Like, everybody's just quiet about it. Like, it's, like, never even really happened.
Who's quiet about it?
Well, usually, like, when someone dies, like, the family members are all, like, kind of crazy about getting, like, whoever did it. And, like, the girls that, like, or that family don't really care. Like, there's...
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, there's, like, they made a MySpace page and shit. Like, that's all they really did. Like, they didn't, like, put any, like, bulletins out or go out of their way, like, to make it a big deal with the media. Or, like, they kind of try to hide it more than show it. You know what I mean? Like, if you really wanted to catch the person that did it, you'd give all the information you possibly could. Because if you guys know nothing about them growing, obviously they didn't tell you shit. Because, like,
what makes you think the family knew?
The family knew? We just, like, did visit them and stuff. Like, even the dad probably knew. The retired lieutenant that, I don't even know what his name is, but he probably knew. It was his house. You know, he had to know. Like,
where did he live?
I don't even know. Like, he lives in the beach somewhere. That's what had a funeral at. I was going to...
So how would he know?
Judging by the guy that his wife is married to and the daughter, like, you kind of know, like, everything walking around, house while it smells like that. Like, I was only living in it one time, and, like, I walked in at, like, midnight, so, like, I didn't even see the parents. I saw the dad one time, he had glasses, I think, and he's kind of, like 40s, 50s-year-old. He was older than me. He was, like, probably, like, 55, 50s. He's, like, older 50s. And I didn't see the mom. All I saw was just Becky and the dad, because I walked in so late and I left so early. I walked in at, like, 12:31, right after the party at 74 at Nick's house, and then I went home around 8:30 in the morning. We woke up, like 8:11, something like that. I woke up because she had to go to class because it was a Saturday morning. She had like a nurse class or something at COD, so I took my car home. That's when I was, like I said, my entire trash went that way. So I backed up, left. I followed her out of there, went down the mountain. Her and Javi did their own thing, and I went home and did my own thing, and I didn't see Becky all that day, and see her all the next day, and then I found out, and I was like,
"Who was all at the party at Nick Cordon's?"
People weren't there.
I mean,
just we don't hang out the same. We hung out with the same people all the time.
Nick Crum was there.
Nick Crum was there.
Alex.
Yeah.
Was Javi there?
Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah.
What girls were there?
Just like random down girls, like that's the thing. Like that's why I'm like hanging out with these guys. Cause, like, I'm not saying like I know better girls than they do, but like they just don't know. Like they just pick trashy girls, like girls with no class. Just,
do you know their names? The girls who are there?
I don't even like probably Sayred, I think. Like, she works at the mall in Brookstone. That's all I know about her. And Val, and that's Sayred's best friend. That's all I know about her. Like these are probably just see and say what's up to her. And say I don't know anything about them. Like. The only reason I know she worked in the mall is because I used to work in the mall in Singular, so that's where I know her.
How long did the party last?
Well, that was a Friday, so I worked. I got off work at 9, or not 10, I got off work at 10 on Friday. Yeah, that's why, because I had work, and Javi didn't have anything because he didn't have a job because he got fired or whatever. And he didn't know Becky the whole day, and they were up there already. he was at her house already. And, like, they were chilling up there until I got off work. And then by the time I got off work and drove up there to meet everybody at the party, he was already there. So she dropped him off at the party. And then later that night, she came and picked him up, and I followed her in my car to her house. And then we stayed the night there, and then I woke up the morning and we left.
Was Becky at the party?
No, because Alex and Nick and all those guys didn't like her that much. So she had, like, no reason to be there.
So why was Javi there? Becky wasn't.
Just hanging out with friends, I guess. I have no clue. Like, that's what surprised me too.
But what friends was he hanging out with?
Just, like, the guys.
He said all these people didn't like him.
No, they don't like him anymore. At the time they did. Like, they didn't have a problem with him. Like, they were still, like, cool with him when he came out. But, like, they talk shit about him all the time.
Yeah, but this was 2 days before she got killed.
Yeah, I know. But, like, when they have, like, afterwards, probably, like, started hanging out with me more. Because, like, I was the person that hung out with Becky. Like, me and Becky him hung out a lot. And then after she died, like, me and him hung out for a little bit, and then that's when this Ashley girl came in the picture, his new girlfriend, the girl I was talking to, and then they kind of just went off. And then after that, like, everybody hated Ashley. Like, that girl was like, I don't even like her now, and no one does. It's just the kind of girl, she has nothing to do with Becky. Like, she's just a stupid bitch. Like, that's all it is. And, like, yeah, she just caused a lot of drama. Like, a lot. She loves drama. And that's all she does, is just cause problems with Javi and everybody else. And, like, I know Alex and Nick wanted all to kick off his ass. Like, they all wanted to beat him up. And, like, it was just...
What was so significant that she did that they wanted to beat Javi up?
It's not something that she did. It's just the way Javi acts when he's with the girl. Like, he doesn't care about anybody else but himself and that girl. And that's all he cares about.
Do you know Jacob?
His cousin?
Yeah.
No, I don't know him like that. I know who he is, but I'm not friends with him. I'll hit him up every day and stuff and, like, talk to him. I talk to him, like, probably, like, once every 2 months, maybe, if he calls me.
So what kind of relationship did he have with Becky?
He was her boyfriend for, like, maybe a month and a half, 2 months.
I mean, was it serious or not?
It wasn't serious enough to the point where, like, it'd keep him from seeing Becky. Like Holly and Becky probably hung out more than Jacob and Becky did themselves, and they were going out.
I mean, did Becky ever say anything about her relationship with Jacob? Like, it's great, it sucks, it's, we're going to get married, or...
No,
it was
nothing serious.
Do you know, Jacob's roommate?
I don't even know if he still lives there anymore.
Okay.
But at the time, his roommate was Austin, and that kid didn't like Becky either.
Why?
He has his own reasons why. Austin's a weird kid. He plays with knives too.
I mean, do you know he doesn't like Austin? Or did someone just tell you that?
I know that Austin doesn't like Becky.
Okay, why?
Becky used to come over, like their house and stuff. Like, that's why I think she started hanging out with Hobby more, because Becky would get, like, she'd hang out with, like, Javi, and then she'd go home with Jacob, like, probably 12, 30 or 1, and knock on the door, and Jacob wouldn't be home or be sleeping. It's like, he's a heavy smoker, and he'd be knocked out in his room with the door shut, and that's upstairs, and she's knocking downstairs, and Austin's room is right above the balcony, and he can always hear it. He'd come outside and be like, get the fuck out of here, and, like, you're not coming in, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, they treat her like that, and that's why I don't think they get along, because, like, they just didn't really know to click, because Austin's the kind of kid that's, like, quiet type of glasses, works at a bank, like, he's a teller, like, plays a knife, like, he has, like, one of those butterfly knives you always have, and, like, you know what I mean, like, and then Becky's, like, this kind of girl that's, like, a party girl, and then she likes to have fun, and it's the total opposite, like, of course they're gonna, like, yeah, there's a problem, like, everybody has a roommate that's not, like, the funnest person, but Austin didn't like Becky, I know that. A lot of people didn't like Becky.
But you talked about Christian...
If I was doing an investigation on this, I'd focus more on Javi than anything else, because he has more answers than anybody. Like, he knows, like, as much as I can sit here and tell you about what happened, and, like, who knows, and, like, who knows this and that, like, Javi actually knows. Like, he's the one that knows everything. Like, I never talked to him about, like, what he didn't tell me, you know what I mean? Like, what he's keeping from somebody else, or, cause I don't think he'll talk about it. Cause, like, this is, like, such a serious, like, issue that, like, he probably won't even talk about it. That's probably why I won't even take a lie detector test, because he's probably just scared. Like, if I was put up to take a lie detector test, I wouldn't want to go. I don't know what I have to lie about, especially, like, regarding this. Like, I need Becky for a month. Like, what's there to hide? Like, I mean, if you were friends with her and stuff, like, it didn't help the police, so single your ass out. Like, they don't have to worry about you, so they can focus on somebody else more than focusing on you. Cause, I mean, like, I would just focus on Holly, like, or, like, get around to Bob or Jacob, because, like, even even though, like, he's been interviewed a lot and, like, all this stuff, like, he knows, like, he has the information, like regarding, like, drugs and, like, all the stuff he was into, like, her parents. I know he knew about, like, I don't even know what they, like, what went on with the growing and stuff, but he probably has a better idea of everything I'm talking about, like, way better than I do. But he can explain everything a lot, like more smoothly because he knows it all.
Does he know who did this?
I don't think so. Well, if he did, like, he'd probably, like, come up with it, but I don't think he knows. Like, he might have, like, an idea of, like, of, like, why it happened, or, like, he might have an idea of he might have, like, several ideas of, like,
okay. Did he ever tell you why he thought it might happen?
No, like, he never even, like, it's probably, like, either, like, a couple things in his head that he's probably just, like, I mean, like, it could be either it was him, or it could be, like, he knows a drug-related problem, or he knows a person that, like, back his ex-boyfriend from a long time ago. I don't know what it is, but, like, he probably knows. Like, he knew her, and, like, he talked to her every day.
People we talked about today, other than Austin,
mm-hmm.
Have you actually seen anybody with, like, a knife or a gun or any other type of weapon?
Or act violent, like, in a way to do that?
Yeah.
Like, nobody I've seen has the rage. Like, I don't even know, like, out of all those people, I think Holly would be, like, the most, like, dangerous because, like, he's just the kind of kid that's, like, quiet and, like, he's not only quiet, but, like, he's just weird. Like, he's just...
Well, I'm not asking you that. I'm saying, have you ever seen any people with a knife or a gun or any
real gun? Or like a BB gun?
Real gun.
No. Nobody I know on that list has a real gun. Like a
any of these people talk about having a gun? Because you kind of alluded to Christian.
Yeah, but Christian, like, I don't know him. Like, I don't know him well enough to know, like, what he does. I just know that he likes making bombs and, like, likes making fire and explosives and shit because that's what, like, he likes to do. I know that he used to like to do.
Have you actually seen him with any type of explosives?
No. I haven't heard about it. I haven't seen him with anything. I haven't seen anybody, like, on that list with anything. Like, I mean, nobody that really we knew was, like, at the time was really, like, I don't know the word for it. Like, violent enough for me to believe they did that. Like, I know Javi's creepy. Like, he's a good spot to type. So he... When I heard that he was, like, up there driving around at the time when it happened, and, like, it was kind of weird because he was hanging out with me the same night, so I didn't really, like, believe that, but, yeah. Like, I know the people that lied to me, some of them asked him that question, like, were you driving in or around the area at the time of the murder, or you're, like, aware of, like, if you give them, like, a time, like, oh, I'm like, oh, were you there at this time? Like, if he said no, he'd probably be lying, because, like, he just probably, like, it could be a coincidence, or it could be, like, because he did it. Like, because Javi would always drive up there. Like, whether or not he was with Becky or not, like, 74 is just a place, like, where he'd just go, like, to the thing. Like, he'd always drive up there, because he has his mom's gas card. And, like, when you have a gas card, you can just swipe, you know, and you don't care about gas, you just drive.
Do you know that for a fact that he drives up there, or that's just what he's
talking about? I know for a fact. I've been up there before, just, like, just cruising around and stuff. Like, we'd go up there, like after it happened, like, Vista Point, or, like, on the second Vista Point, or... Like, we wouldn't go up as far as our house, but we'd go up there and just chill, you know. We wouldn't go up, like, Pinion area, but we'd go, like, to the point where it would get before the cafe, so we could just, like, park and chill. But other than that, like, I don't know, like, I focus on Javi, because, like, he knows more than anybody else does. He knows more than anybody on that list knows. He probably knows more than the sisters do and the dad, because he was with her, and, like, he was up at the house, like, a week before it happened, for, like, a week straight. So, like, he spent the most time with that person, and I just think he'd probably, like, help more than, like, I could if he cooperated. And I know that he knows more than I do, a lot more. And I know the stuff he hasn't told me, and probably hasn't told you, but...
Did you ever talk to Robert about this?
He didn't even really care.
Well,
I guess his girlfriend, like, against his ex-girlfriend and all, but, like...
Right, but you mentioned earlier that Javi said that Robert was supposed to go up there.
Yeah, like, Robert was supposed to go hiking or something like that. That's what Javi told me, you know? Like, it could have been just something Javi told me to cover up himself, but I don't know that. Like, I didn't talk to Robert and say, oh, were you supposed to go hiking? And I never really asked him that. But, oh, like I said, Javi is, like, the person I talk to. Like, he's... that's the only person I know, like, that know anything. Like, it would help the case more than I than all people were ready to talk to.
Yeah,
he was closer to Becky than like both your best friends were, Claire and Janelle. Did you talk to them?
I know they are.
Yeah, like those are your two best friends, and like Holly was just as close to Becky as those two were, and Holly knew Becky for like an eighth of the time that those two girls knew Becky. So, and then he was always around them three.
All right. Well, it's getting close to it's 10:45, and you got to be class 11, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not really.
Meaning there is something else?
No, I can't think of anything else that would like help. Like I said, just talk to Holly. That's my only like suggestion.
If you hear something, or you hear some rumors, or something comes up, you can call me.
Mm-hmm. Is it the 8360? Is this world?
Yeah. Right. Give you my card so you remember.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Edited by Kelly Barron's Brink and sound engineered by Shane Yoder. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. All of our fonts across all of our logos and banners were created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design, and you can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website, TruthAndJusticePod.com. where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. And a big thank you to our transcription team, Pamela Westby, Kathy McElhaney, Kaywood Yomnick, Ginger Fiola, Erica Cantor, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Ford, Courtney Wimberly, and Melissa Cardenas. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in several ways. To financially support the show, the best thing you can do is just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You'll not only be supporting the show, but you'll get something in return. On Patreon, you can pledge as little as $3 a month, and we have reward levels. For just $5 a month, you get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and behind-the-scenes bonus video content every week. Then other reward levels include t-shirts, hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You can also do us a huge favor by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the brands that sponsor this program. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider for future seasons, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. And the most important thing that you can do is to engage in our investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page on Facebook. And for all you tweeters out there, you can connect with us on Twitter @TruthJusticePod. And I can be found personally on all forms of social media @BobRuffTruth. And don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on our cases. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice.
Yeah, this way. Easy.
Dobbies have lowered the prices on hundreds of everyday products.
Warning, this vehicle is reversing.
Making them feel even greater. So garden furniture feels larger than lorries.
Would you like us to leave it on the patio?
Yes, please.
No problem. This way, team.
Find great value every day in-store and online. After all, spring's a big deal at Dobbies Garden Centres.
Actually, a smidge to the right.